The cutting edge of food technology today is something cooks have been using for centuries: yeast. Yeasts are microbial factories, pumping alcohol and carbon dioxide gas into our favorite foods, like beer and bread. The emerging field of synthetic biology is taking these factories and tweaking the assembly line so that the yeast can produce anything from biofuels to anti-malaria drugs and even vanillin, the main component in vanilla. Synthetic biology is the next generation of genetic engineering. In the last couple decades, scientists have swapped genes from one organism to another. But now, synthetic biologists can start from scratch in the lab. They click together bits of genetic code like Legos in order to arrange completely new sequences of DNA. They remove a section of the wild-type DNA from the yeast, the part that tells it to make alcohol, for example, and replace it with the new DNA instructions that tell the yeast to make vanillin instead. Why yeast? Yeast was one of the first complex microbes to be sequenced in the early 1990s. So scientists have known what every section of yeast DNA does for a long time. It's also really easy to grow and feed. Humans have been cultivating yeast since the invention of beer. And with the price of these new techniques going down, a company could have one bat brewing vanilla, another one brewing grapefruit extract, and the next one brewing saffron. Yeast won't replace vanilla beans anytime soon. Vanilla beans have over 170 aromatic compounds, not just vanillin. Imitation vanilla flavor versus real extract is like the difference between a single note and a rich chord. But industrial food manufacturers and fragrance companies could use this yeast-made vanillin and market their products as all natural without paying vanilla bean prices. Synthetic biology doesn't just stop at producing flavors. Some microbes are newly designed to glow when they come into contact with dangerous bacteria like Listeria, allowing food processing centers to rapidly test equipment and stop an outbreak before it even starts. Nature is the best engineer. With just a few adjustments to natural systems perfected by thousands of years of evolution, scientists can open up a whole new world. Bacteria-powered batteries, living computers, self-repairing concrete. Like any new technology, the scope seems limitless. And also, like any new technology, it faces a lot of controversy. What will happen to the farmers that grow these spices in tropical regions when the market is flooded with yeast-made alternatives? How will this new frontier be regulated? Will food made from genetically engineered microbes be considered GMOs? There is no doubt that synthetic biology is an extremely powerful tool. And as the technology develops, we will see how it transforms our farms and our food. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are One Lonely Star by Mountain and Walking Like a Cowboy by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.